Every boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I'm going to open up the lines. It's almost the end of 2025. And This is going to go by fast. So for some reason, this year went by, blew by. And so my question of the day, what was the biggest story of 2025? What was the biggest story of 2025? We already into those conversations already. We already into the end of the year ideas. What was the biggest story of 2025? What did you think the biggest story was? Now, as an advocate, I think the biggest story of 2025 to me was Hackam. What was going on with the housing in the city of Milwaukee. I think that that was huge because the money had been misspent and our elders, the disabled, were out there protesting. And it's still something going on. It's still something going on. I'm talking about locally. Somebody said Diddy going down. Yeah, that as far as pop culture, Diddy getting arrested, that was huge. I agree, not really a city girl. But what was the biggest story of 2025? It could be, you could do a local one and you could do one, a national one. But locally, the housing, the collapse of the housing in the city of Milwaukee was huge, and it's still going on. Don't we got a story of what's going on right now? People being evicted from the housing right now. I just seen this article yesterday. I said, man, the year started out messed up, and it's about to end messed up for a lot of those people using city housing right here in the city of Milwaukee. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got a story. We got, I guess, an update, unfortunately, on what's going on with the Hackam. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video. Let's listen.
This is a landlord ledger. Every landlord gets these.
Over the last four decades,
this lady, particularly lady, moved out in July.
John Flessis has had thousands of tenants in his Milwaukee properties on Section 8 vouchers. At the start of this year, the Housing Authority's Section 8 program was outsourced to CVR Associates.
It started getting difficult when the new management company came in.
Since then, John says the issues within Section 8's program is hurting not just landlords, but tenants too. With one tenant,
we got the inspection done, it passed, we got the lease. The problem was they're sending her money to a different landlord. They never gave us those funds. And since then, we had to move her out.
Oh, wow.
Because we weren't getting paid.
In another home, where John says a woman and her five kids are living.
Well, they're actually paying the rent, but to a tenant that moved out 7 months ago. They sent us over $10,000 that I told them to take back. It's not for this tenant. And nobody's replying to me.
What?
Documents show this specific tenant's request for tenancy was approved back in June.
So unfortunately, we're moving forward with an eviction.
Because you guys haven't gotten rent money.
In 7 months.
Since July, John has continued emailing CVR Associates. On July 16th, he asked for a lease. John asked again on October 22nd, saying, "We are now into 5 months with no lease." He emailed one more time in November, calling the lack of response a failure, and said the situation has become unsustainable, and asked for resolution and a payment schedule.
She was moved in, happy. She's a nice lady, and unfortunately now she's going to be homeless because they don't care.
Why was it important for you to speak out about this?
Because nobody answers there. Nobody cares. I care. I don't want to put people out.
No one from CVR would go on camera, but in a statement, we're told in part, owners and property managers are reminded that it is unlawful to evict an active Section 8 participant for the failure of Hackam to remit payments. Landlords left without payment and communication, while some tenants remain stuck in the middle of an organization whose inaction is leaving them on the brink of homelessness.
Look, I'm going to say this. I've had a lot of people inbox me. Usually during this time of year, there's a lot of women with children that are being evicted. And we have a huge eviction crisis. This was going on before the pandemic. A lot of the evictions that were happening before the pandemic, I was out there day and night trying to work and deal with that situation. But then after the pandemic, where they put a halt to people being kicked out, there was a while where the landlords were frustrated because they weren't getting paid. And then once that was done, there was a massive amount of evictions that took place. And now we're seeing this with Hackam, where they have vouchers, Section 8 vouchers. And the misuse of funds, Willie Hines. All of a sudden now we got the elders, more people that need that are depending on the system to come through. Y'all thought that the SNAP benefit thing was a crisis, and that never happened. There was a lot of fear-mongering going on. I told y'all, they is not going to let that happen. There's still some discussion going on with the SNAP benefits that they're going back and forth with the SNAP benefits. But let me tell you something. It's more white people on SNAP benefits than it is blacks. So a lot of y'all thinking, okay, it's an attack on black. No, it's that SNAP benefit is nationwide. And it's not racist. If you do anything to SNAP, more white people would be hurt in this country. That's all I'm going to say about that. But what I'm saying is, this year, there were a lot of crazy stories that took place. But what was the most alarming thing that you heard this year? 833-212-1017. What was the biggest story that made you raise an eyebrow in 2025? It's December 4th right now. We're in the last month of 2025, and we had did so many call to actions on the air, and salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines that came out, showed out, stood out. Salute. We got the community awards coming up. Salute to everybody that's doing the real work. But I'll say this. There was another story that kind of threw me back this year. And that was the story when the mother came in and said that she basically birthed a psychopath. Her son was so far out of control that she had to warn the community about her son. That story right there was just wild to me. You know, usually a mother will be like, you know, I need help. I need to try to help my child. But this mother said that she had birthed a psychopath. I wish I could play some of that audio. see if we got some of that audio, Andrew. But what I'm saying is this year had some things that made me raise an eyebrow. Also, what took place this year that made me feel like, you know, maybe I chose the wrong career. I'm just joking. But everybody got a raise this year. Everybody got that raise. All the politicians, the teachers, everybody got a raise. Everybody wanted more money this year. And they got it. They got it while the brothers and sisters on the front lines can't even get a dime. But that was another thing that was kind of alarming this year. But on the national level, yeah, the Diddy story was huge. The Diddy story was huge. I think that was probably the huge story. And the documentary came out. And you know what? I could weigh in on it because I spent some time watching that documentary. And I do have an opinion about it. But at the same time, when you look at Hollywood, when you look at the narratives that they promote, when you look at the mentality that they put out here, yeah, you having fun and you dancing and you having a great time to a lot of this music that's out here. But a lot of that music is some of that music is a part of the problem. And it's being made by people that have horrible, selfish characteristics. But look, when we come back, I'm going to open up the lines. What was the big story of the year that made you raise an eyebrow? We'll have more discussion when we come back. Stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe Show. Question of the day, what was the biggest story of 2025 to you, locally, nationally? Hey, look, it was a lot of them. It was a lot of them this year. Eastside Corey called it. What did he say?
Eastside Corey said his biggest story was the day that you got your day.
Tory Lowe Day was July 5th this year in the city of Milwaukee, in Milwaukee County. And they was working on it in the state with Governor Evers. So, like I said, it was one of those things. Yeah, that was powerful. That was powerful. I did note that, you know, when they did give me the proclamation, they gave it to me in an envelope and not on the wood. You know how they have it in the wood? You know, I had to go put the wood on it. But like I said, you know, God bless. It was amazing. It was powerful. It was powerful. That was definitely powerful. Thank you, Eastside Corey. Also, and I'm seeing in the chat, we must be on the same frequency. I see Josh in the chat says he talked about the one that was crazy that included the kid being kidnapped by the drug dealer mom and had the city looking for him. He said that was wild. But this was the story of Jamal. Jamal, I think it was his name, was Jamal White, the young 7-year-old who was held hostage this summer. That story went all over. That story went all over the country. Everybody was looking for him. Well, recently, there was an article, and this article was on the docket for me to play today. Milwaukee teen to face adult court in 7-year-old kidnapping case. Barry Coleman. This Barry Coleman, 14 years old, is charged as an adult in that case. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got the update on the 14-year-old who orchestrated, who masterminded that kidnapping. Let's listen.
This is the last leg of one of the biggest crimes that allegedly occurred this summer.
It's a situation that prompted an Amber Alert and launched searches across the city. A 7-year-old boy went from riding his bike to being taken at gunpoint near 61st and Houston, held at a home miles away, discovered by police, unharmed, a day later. The 14-year-old accused of orchestrating it all, now being charged as an adult.
Most people don't want to believe that a 14-year-old could be so devious. I'm not one of those people.
Prosecutors say Barry Coleman was the mastermind of the plot involving 25-year-old Corey Williams and 38-year-old Fabian Johnson. A criminal complaint explains the three planned to rob the boy's mother, who Coleman called a big-time drug dealer, but it quickly changed. Video shows people going after the boy's father when investigators say Coleman grabbed the child and held him on a $100,000 ransom.
It's really a horrifying event.
Prosecutors say Coleman, at the time, had recently been released for a heroin charge.
He was given a break for that offense with that residential treatment center and then immediately committed this offense.
Coleman was arrested in July and has been at Lincoln Hills ever since, now facing adult charges with a bail set to make a statement.
I said $100,000. Because that was the ransom that you guys allegedly requested.
Wow. Wow. That's wild. 14-year-old boy. I thought it was a person that was older because they went after the father. The father ran in the house. Jamal was on like some kind of bike or something. And he ran in the backyard and then he was exposed to be by himself. And then they grabbed him and took off. So another situation this year that made everybody raise an eyebrow, not really a city girl, knocking them out in the chat. She says, the Sade Robinson story went national. But that was pretty big. Sade Robinson, that whole court trial. Maxwell Anderson, that was a terrible situation, but justice was served. Justice was served in the Sade Robinson. We got Security Mike. How you doing, Security Mike?
How you doing, my guy? Yep, that's the one I was going to touch on, man. Some girl go on her first date with someone.
Right.
And have that type of stuff happen to her, man. That has to be major. And then I had another one, but, you know, I guess that was the one I was going to mainly talk about. And then Trump making it back to the office.
Yeah, that was wild.
That's the predicament we living in.
That was wild. Yeah, they tried to kill that man. Tried to throw him in jail and kill that man. I thought I seen somebody say something in the chat. Somebody said something about Trump in the chat. Diggy1055 says, you messing with Trump took me by surprise, considering your righteous nature, but I still rock with you. Just leave the politics out of the show, especially Trump. I'm happy for my vote. I don't feel no kind of way. I got what I wanted out of my vote. I feel the same way about what y'all voted for. You know what I mean? But that ain't what I do. Like, I'm an advocate, so, and I got a right to vote and do whatever I feel like doing. Even if I don't or do, it doesn't matter. I'll do what I feel like doing. So obviously, I feel like voting for Donald J. Trump. I felt like it and I voted for him. And if you got a problem with that, I could care less because I probably got a problem with your vote too. So, but that ain't what we're going to get tied up with. What we're going to get tied up with is being the resource that we need to have for our community. Now, it don't matter who you vote for if you're not a resource for your community. I think you trash. I think that you're throwing off your inability to be a resource for your community on something else. And you're trying to blame something else for your lack thereof. So if you're not active or on the front lines or trying to support the brothers and sisters on the front lines, it don't matter who you vote for. You're not going to do nothing anyway but talk. So fair enough. Also, I wanted to talk about this situation where this Franklin, Wisconsin youth soccer director charged in an international operation trying to have sex with a child. This is what's going on. The soccer director tried to go on an international scale to get it on with a baby. Sick. This Franklin, Wisconsin soccer coach, or whatever he is, he got busted. How come every day it's either a pastor or is somebody that got the trust of the community that's messing with the babies? The other day we talked about that pastor from where's that pastor from?
Florida.
It was from Florida. Yeah, he was out there, the apostle. I tried to show you the flyer that he had. Like, this is what they do. Look, these people know how to make it sound good and look good. But they're going to walk away with them. They're going to try to walk away with the kids on the bottom, on the bottom side of the acting, they're trying to lure the kids in.
We were on that story early, too, Tori. A lot of people were jumping on it today.
Hey, look, see, and I called Democrats bootlickers before Trump even, I called Democrats all kinds of names before that election. It ain't got nothing to do with Donald Trump. And anybody that's talking about politics, you trash to me because you're not going to do nothing. Y'all not going to do nothing. When I'm out in these communities, y'all don't do jack but talk. Sit there. You're going to talk yourself into a stroke. That's how I feel about it. You're not going to do nothing. Nobody don't call you to do nothing. And to basically, if you don't end up becoming a resource to help the community, you ultimately trashed. I mean, you're not doing nothing to improve their neighborhoods. And we need everybody to come together more than ever on their own energy to save ourselves. So I believe that people try to throw off conversation on stuff to deflect from the fact that they're lacking in trying to help others. Hey, y'all try to create a boogeyman. But really, it's you. You the problem. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got to head over to Franklin, Wisconsin, where a soccer director charged with international operations trying to have sex with a child. And I'll tell you this whole year, there's been stories of human trafficking, rape. So many things went on this year, and I tried to make my way to it. A lot of y'all, you know, y'all don't want to. Sometimes they don't want to hear some of the tougher elements of the community. I'd say that. But on the Tory Lowe Show, we talk about it all the time because I got to leave here and go deal with a lot of this firsthand. So we got to head over to Franklin, Wisconsin. Let's see what's going on. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video.
Last Thursday morning, a JFK-bound JetBlue flight took off from O'Hare. 46-year-old Justin Kagerbauer never made that flight, as 2 hours later, records show Kagerbauer was in the custody of U.S. Marshals at the federal courthouse. That Thanksgiving afternoon, he appeared before a magistrate judge, accused of trying to fly overseas to have sex with a child.
Oh,
wow. For months, prosecutors say Kagerbauer had been talking with a person online he believed to be a woman in the U.K., with a 9-year-old niece. He was actually talking to an undercover UK cop. According to court filings, Kagerbauer wrote he was, quote, interested in girls 6+. Quote, I have no experience, wow, but I would love to. It would be a dream come true. From March through November, the undercover officer and Kegerbauer chatted more than 100 times, reiterating plans to visit her and the child in November. Last month, JetBlue told the feds Kegerbauer bought a one-way ticket to London Heathrow via JFK for November 27.
Wow.
Agents planned to arrest him at the airport. Tuesday, a judge ordered him detained pending trial. Fox 6 reached out to his attorney. We haven't heard back. Here's what we learned from court filings and archived websites. Kegerbauer, an architect for a Heartland home builder, also has served as the director of tryouts and accounts receivable for the Franklin-based Croatian Eagles soccer club. Prosecutors haven't mentioned any allegations involving the club or children.
Oh, wow. This is horrible. He went all the way out the way to get in the way. And I was trying to tell people that the people that be online, they say it's like 500,000 predators online. Like something like that when it comes to grooming or people that are looking for children. And thank God that there are some groups that are, you know, setting that bait, putting that bait out there, catfishing these people. 500 to 700,000 predators online every day. And this is why I tell people, like, this is now that it's now that we have these cell phones, now that we have these computers, you can't see these people. They can all if you're not paying attention, they almost can move in the shadows of these cell phones. And the kids are playing these online video games all day. These avatars, they're connecting with someone, and many times they think it's a child, but it's not. It's an adult that get involved in a lot of these activities online where the kids at, befriend them, give it. I think you got to pay for some of the to unlock certain things in certain games. So one time my son came to me bragging, hey, I got a friend in this game that paid for my stuff in the game, like some skins. You know, I guess he wanted his character to have a different outfit, a different uniform. I remember when that was free when I was coming up. You know, you may have had to flip a level. You may have to go to the next level, but it was free. Now the kids pay for everything. They don't give the kids your credit card because they might swipe it. The game has gotten so good now that they'll take the money off the card so they can continue to participate in the game. This is how good these games. Some of y'all adults is playing games on y'all phones that have, if you want to continue, you got to pay $2, $3, $4 to continue. Candy Crush, yeah. Y'all playing Candy Crush. But think about it. These young kids are coming up in a time where they have to spend money to advance in the games. So here come an adult. Hey, you know how they say don't take candy from a stranger? It didn't morph into the video game. Now they're not giving candy. They're giving, like, extras in the game to the kids. What you say? Fortnite skins. Yeah, these pedophiles ain't giving out nobody candy. They not. It used to be a creepy old man in the neighborhood when I was coming up named Henry. He was an old white guy. He used to drive a station wagon. Yeah, his name was Henry. He lived around the corner from Grandma's house. We was on Fifth Street. He lived on, like, for those that can pinpoint it, he lived like on 3rd and Meineke. He lived on 3rd and Meineke. He used to come out the house with bags of candy. And everybody was like, don't get that candy from Henry, because, you know, everybody knew not to get the candy because, you know, don't take candy from strangers. So every time Henry would give a kid a bag of candy, everybody be like, oh, you took the bag of candy from Henry. Like, it was crazy. But we knew. But now, it's internet. Some of y'all don't taking candy, bags of candy from strangers. Hey, some of y'all don't is taking, doing little things online that y'all ain't supposed to do. Hey, I'm just saying. But the game done changed. Now they got AI coming. AI finna take it to the whole, to the hundredth power. And if it's 500,000 to 700,000 predators online, once this AI get implemented, and you know they do the deep fakes, they now I got my own AI action series where you can basically do anything and create anything that, and it ain't even real. So what's going to happen then if these kids are falling vulnerable to what's going on right now? It's going to get worse. I understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. That's why I play these stories of adults in upstanding. Y'all think it's going to be somebody in the back alley that's doing this extra stuff? No, these are professionals. And we ain't still heard nothing about the Epstein. It kind of went cold. Are they still even talking about Epstein? It's dying out a little bit. It ain't as strong as it used to be. It's kind of like it comes and it goes, the Epstein.
News cycle.
Yeah, it's like, give it 2 more months, it'll be back. This is what they do with that. But I come on the air every day and talk about people who are Epstein-ish, regular folks that are out here with the same thirst. Y'all worried about the politics, but you overlooking the neighbor down the street or the teacher at the high school or the principal or the pastor that's pulling up. Yeah, soccer coach. Don't be about your whole life. Do not be about your whole life. That's all I'm saying. Get out here, live a little. And be active. Be active. Keep your head on a swivel because it's so real. It's so real. I can't even tell you how bad it's been this year. This year was probably the worst year than all the other years. Yes, I'm talking about, sometimes I don't even want to talk about all of the things that I've seen this year that made me go, oh, wow. Oh, wow. And all of this don't make the news. A lot of this stuff don't make the news. Matter of fact, I make the news because sometimes the situations I go get from out of nowhere make the news. I don't even watch the news. Yeah, I mean, some situations that I take on escalate into the news from the ground. In 2026, I'll say this. We have to fix the village because that's going to be the protection that we need to have to move forward. And you can't move forward without repair. You can't. It's not going to happen. We have to stick together. That's why I say we got to buckle up. We got to tighten up. We got to become resources. And we got to get to work. We definitely got to get to work more than ever. More than ever. Because I saw this online where they're saying that they finna move to AI where they're going to just start using AIs as secretaries. And now you're going to call companies and you're not going to even have any human contact. The companies are just going to have the AI assistant. And now you're not going to have the human contact or somebody to say, okay, I'll wait for you to get your paperwork together and things like that. AI is going to be like, well, can we put you on hold and call you back? That's it. Ain't no arguing. Ain't no high blood pressure. You just going to have to say, okay, and hang up the phone. We got Michael calling.
Hey,
how you doing, Michael?
How are you? I'm good. So, quick comment.
So, like, I had a friend. He's actually an activist, or he was an activist, supposedly, but he ended up going to jail. I think they gave him 60 years for, you know, child molestation or, you know,
Corey Kirkwood.
Yeah, and, you know, I grew up with him, and
oh, wow.
Too bad he went the wrong way, because he could have actually been something great in life, you know, if he didn't take the wrong way.
Right.
So it's just about, like, having people as activists in a position, like you, Tory Law. I know your brother, but you're a good man, you know, you act right. About what you talk about. A lot of people are not when they're activists in a leadership position, so keep doing what you're doing, brother, okay?
Thank you, brother. Like I said, I when I was out and I seen Corey Kirkwood, he was a part of the group. He was part of a group of people that was already out here. Like I guess I started seeing him during the Duntre Hamilton. He had a collar on, like a church collar on. Like, and I was like, you know how I feel about people that's, you know, that's moving a certain way. So like I said, I just, you know, thank God I don't do meetings. I don't do all this stuff. I just try to help and lead. But you see the weird characters moving through the community. You know, you see them, and then when they end up on Fox 6 News, you know, man, like these people was weirdos out here, like doing weird stuff, you know, and unless they commit a crime and I'm by request. So I would have to have somebody that was victimized request my services to get involved. I get to see a lot of stuff that I don't talk about on the air. I'll tell you that. I'm talking about a lot of funny behavior, but it's not criminal. Like, they're doing things, and you be like, something weird. That's weird. But they're not causing harm, right? So when these people go and cause harm, it's weird to see all the people they was hanging out with and doing things with, and then you just be like, wow, that, like, I don't even hang out in groups like that. You know, that's why I don't do it, because I want to be able to, if somebody called me and say somebody did something, I can respond without saying it's a conflict of interest. So, hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe Show. Police warn fraud calls targeting shoppers is on the rise. You know it's Christmas time, so they're trying to get that money out your pockets before you can spend it. Fraud calls are targeting consumers. We got video. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
When the holidays come ringing,
have yourself a Merry Christmas.
Shoppers usually answer with their wallets, sometimes inside stores, other times at these red kettles, where nonprofits like the Salvation Army count on donations. But there is one thing that may deter generosity this holiday season.
Oak Creek police say they've gotten increasing calls lately of people defrauding shoppers.
Police say suspects have approached shoppers at grocery stores asking for money for a friend's funeral expenses. Officers didn't specify where, but they say the swindlers demand credit or debit cards, sometimes charging thousands on the card.
It's getting worse and worse and worse.
Some shoppers, like Gail Rogavich, say the uptick in scammers have them questioning giving.
I am reluctant to give to any of the donations unless I give it to a person that's it's face-to-face and I know they needed it. I don't anymore.
Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau is also advising caution.
We have to know who we're giving to. We want to make sure that our hard-earned money gets into the right hands.
When it comes to giving this season, she has these tips. Don't feel pressure to give on the spot. If you're online, make sure you're on a secure website. When in doubt, Google the charities and call them directly. If the Salvation Army is your charity of choice, a spokesperson says to stay alert and only donate through official Salvation Army channels.
All right. Hey, this is scam season. They know you itching to spend and they itching to win. It's time. Hey, this is the fourth quarter of the year. They got to rack up on you. And be careful, because if you buy online, try to go to the original website, the legitimate website. If you see something on Facebook, and it looked too good to be true, 9 times out of 10, it's too good to be true. Like, the funny thing about online people that put their business online, they know that now people will trust advertisement online. So they'll make a fake site that copies a site, and then it'll say a diamond ring. The price was $1,500 or whatever, but you could get it for $50. You could get it right now for $49 Black Friday sale. And this is where people start losing their money because it's too good to be true. This is why when you see things on social media, look for the phone number, look for the original website. If they got something on social media and they're a business, they got a .com. Go to the .com. Do not order. I would caution people to not order off Facebook or things like that. If you see something and they say that the price was $700, but you can get it for $29.95, it's probably a scam. It's probably a scam. Understand, it's that time of the year, so be careful. Keep your head on a swivel. Also, I want to talk about this before we go to break. A Methodist pastor in Rochester, New York, shocked her congregation after publicly announcing she is a transgender woman during the service. This is making its rounds on social media. Surprise! Just in time for Christmas. If you watch this, we broadcast live. We got the announcement. Let's listen.
Absolutely not. They texted me this morning and they asked for me to tell you all that they do not support me and that they have chosen their convictions and their beliefs over supporting their child. Everyone gets nervous when there's a special announcement from the pastor. I'm not leaving. Hold on to that. I'm going to hold you to it. So rarely do I, I did not get into ministry to talk about myself or my personal life, but sometimes there are things that happen in a pastor's personal life that is going to find its way out into the ministry. And so I am inviting you to join me in a season of creative transformation for myself, and I think for all of us. So hey. I get to announce with joy that I'm transitioning. I'm affirming and saying to all of you that I am transgender. And so the best way to put this is that I'm not becoming a woman. I'm giving up pretending to be a man.
See, hey, look, the pastor came out and said, hey, he's a trans woman. Hey, like I said, this is making this rounds on social media. I think a lot of people was just kind of like, okay, did he have to make the announcement during the service? I guess. I mean, he the pastor. Hey, like I said, now it's 2025, and I don't care what lifestyle you decide to live. That's what you decide to do with your life and things like that. And I always tell people, long as you ain't out here harming innocent life, I have very little to say about anything. If you're not trying to mess with no kids, if you ain't trying to rob somebody or bring some harm to people, hey, God bless you. You got to deal with what you ever, whatever you're trying to deal with. And that's how I feel about it. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.